Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, you brought my homework because I missed class? That's so sweet of you. Please come in. Let's go to my bedroom. Sorry I didn't hear you knocking at first. I just had to take a shower when I saw your text saying you were coming over. Oh God, I'm so sorry. My room's a mess. Here, let me clean up all these tissues off my bed. Sorry, just a cold, but I'm feeling better now. Here, come take a seat. I got you in my bed. I want to talk to you about what happened at school yesterday. Yes, that. Miss Sato lets me change in the math classroom because it's empty before gym class. I don't want to change in front of the other girls. My body belongs to only one person, and no one else should get to see me undressed. But anyway, I usually lock the door. I must have forgotten yesterday, so I didn't expect you to come in. And then I heard somebody outside, and I didn't want them to get the wrong idea, so I pulled you into the closet. I hope you didn't tell anybody you crammed right up next to me while I was just in my bra and panties. You didn't tell anybody? Oh, thank you. I should have explained yesterday, but I was so flustered. No. I wasn't embarrassed if people thought I was your girlfriend. I wouldn't mind that at all. I just didn't want anybody to think I was some filthy slut. I think about being your girlfriend all the time. I guess I've said too much. No, I did mean it, but it's hard to get the words out of my mouth. I'm scared to tell you something important. I've been working up the courage to tell you for so long now. I need to tell you now, or I might never get it out of me. It's hard though. There's something seriously wrong with me, and I'm afraid it's going to freak you out, and you're not going to want to be friends anymore. No, you don't understand. There is something seriously wrong with me. I don't know how I've hidden it for so long. We've been best friends since the second grade. I'm terrified that if I tell you, it'll ruin everything. So I only get one shot. Thank you. You can say that we'll always be friends no matter what, but. Okay, here goes. Please listen to everything I have to say before you respond. I want you to understand just how crazy I really am before you decide anything. Okay, here I go. Do you remember that time right before fourth grade started? We were playing together and we hid under that blanket in your backyard so we could whisper secrets to each other? Yeah, it was right before school started in August. And you told me that we'd get married when we both got older. I know we were just kids, but I never forgot about that. I thought about being married to you every day after that, all the time. It's really all I ever think about. But this isn't just some Disney princess longing for her prince fairy tale crush. It isn't normal. I stare at you all through class. I'm glad you don't think that's weird, but in the classes I don't have with you, I draw pictures of us together. I have like a whole notebook filled up with sketches. It's easy when you're so handsome. Once, when you went to the bathroom, I picked up your phone and looked at your most played songs. And now I fall asleep listening to all of them on repeat every single night. Oh, and also, I stole your sweater once and I fall asleep hugging it every night. just pretending it's you, pretending you love me and that your fourth grade promise was real. You're the first thing I think about every morning and the last thing before I fall asleep. I can't stop thinking about you. I really am crazy. I'm absolutely out of my mind. I don't know how I've pretended to be a normal person for so long. I don't have any hobbies or interests of my own. Everything I like or do is because you like it. But I guess it's obvious how I really feel about you. I can't hold it in any longer. I love you. I love you. I love everything about you. I've been dreaming about how I would confess to you, trying to work up the courage every day. I want you. I want to spend every second of the rest of my life and beyond with you. Nobody but you. I fell in love with you, and it's burning my heart up being apart from you, not being yours. I was born to be yours. I want you to be mine. It's more than love. It's more than that. I am obsessed with you. I need you. You're everything to me. I feel so empty when we're apart. There's nothing I can do to show how hungry I am. Hungry for you. My heart, my mind, my soul, all of me is desperate for you. I need you. I need you so much. I can't live another second not knowing if you're mine. I'm starving to be intimate with you, to kiss you, to please you, to make love to you. I survive on fantasizing about you, that you feel the same way about me, that you're my boyfriend, and then we get married, and then you fill me. I would do anything to have you all to myself. Anything. I would change my personality, my appearances, my tastes. I would become your little slave if you wanted me to. There was one day in freshman year, I overheard some disgusting slut say she thought you were cute. Just thinking about you with anyone else but me made me so fucking jealous. I felt like my heart was on fire. Oh, I didn't do anything to her, but I stalked you almost every day for over a year to make sure you weren't with anybody else. I go into your phone and make sure you're not flirting with anybody. I know you haven't, but oh fuck, it makes me so jealous just thinking about you with someone else. I would kill for you if I had to. If you went on a date with that whore, I would have cut her face up just to keep her away from you. I have to have you all to myself. It can end no other way. It's not just that putrid whore, though. I fantasize about murdering all of your friends just to have you all to myself. I'm so desperate for you. To be yours. It's the only thing I've ever dreamed of. I'm not exaggerating. On days I don't see you, I feel so empty, like I'm suffocating. The only way I've made it so long is because I have such a vivid imagination that if I close my eyes in a quiet place, I can almost hallucinate us being together. After every time I see you, I go to the bathroom and masturbate and orgasm, pretending it's you touching me, making love to me, being inside me and filling me up. Sometimes I put on headphones and listen to your voice while looking at photos of you and us together. You know what? I don't have a cold. After you were crammed right up next to me, I was in such ecstasy that the first thing I did was rush to the bathroom and spend hours and hours touching myself, reliving those few precious moments in my head. Oh, the thought of your warm breath giving me goosebumps on my neck and your soft, perfect skin brushing against me. Oh God, I just wanted to ram my tongue into your mouth right then and there and taste every inch of your mouth. It felt so good just imagining you touching me. I had to stay home from school today, and I've spent almost 12 hours now touching myself and moaning your name while I orgasmed repeatedly, soaking wet just for you. I'd do anything for you. I am completely fucking unhinged, all for you. Just to have you, to know you're mine, to make you happy, to make my loneliness go away when we become one. I can't let this go on any longer. I'm going to die if I have to go another moment without us being together. Tell me you love me. Tell me you feel the same way. Tell me you'll let me be your everything. Tell me you love me. Please. Please. Oh, baby. You made me so happy. I've never felt this happy before. You've made my wish come true. My dream. I promise I'll be the girl of your dreams. I'll never let the passion die. Oh my God, I'm so happy. I knew we were destined to be together. I can't stop smiling. Here, I have something for you. Here, take this bracelet. That way everyone who sees you will know you belong to me. I locked it so you can never forget it. You can never lose it or have it stolen from you. Just like our love. I trust you. I know you would never betray me, and I will always believe you no matter what. I don't care if you're self-loathing and think you're protecting me from yourself, or whatever bullshit people say to push me away. I will always leap back into your arms and hold you. Forever. And if anyone ever tries to come between us, I won't hesitate to slash their throat. I'm so happy. All I've ever asked for, right here, and you belong to me now. My heart is flooding. The world changes around us, but I will be yours no matter what. I belong to you. We will be together forever. It can end no other way. I am so happy right now. This is all I've ever wanted. Now, come lay down with me. Let's cuddle so I can just stare into your eyes. Nobody's home today but me, so we're going to have a very fun night.